Know this, God's love is enough to fill your valley. Have you been feeling discouraged lately? I have. It's not always happy here in the Yuzinski household. I had a tough day yesterday. Maybe you've had a tough day recently. My tough day started with the realization that I had to cancel all my 2020 bookings in the United States for speaking because of the Quarantine Act here in Canada. Basically, I can get into the United States. I just can't get back in without great difficulty and how it affects our family. But COVID-19 has just been going on and on and on, and it's caused a lot of challenges in our lives. You've likely experienced it. So now we're having this shift. Kids are going back to school. Parents are deciding, should we send our kids back to school? Should we not? Now my kids have to mask. I don't want them to mask. I want them to mask, and my neighbor doesn't want to mask. And then all the political unrest and that's going on, and the divisiveness and the riots in the streets, which is really not protesting at all. And then sometimes you look at the situation within the church, and it's also not very good as well. Maybe you look at your finances and your marriage or your relationships, and maybe there's other struggles. And it's easy when we look at the problems to get discouraged. So what I'd like to do is go through three lies discouragement tells us and what we can do to overcome them. The first thing discouragement says, you are alone. Do you remember that song, Unforgettable? Goes like this.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Discouragement sings that song, but sings it slightly differently. This is how discouragement sings it.
You are forgettable. That's who you are. A little different. That can really bring us down.
That's what discouragement does. It says you are forgettable, you are not worthy of attention, and then that leads us to you're not worthy of being helped. Helped by others or helped by God. And so what can we do when we're struggling with these discouraging thoughts, especially you are alone? Well, something that we can do is remind ourselves of the truth, and we can go into the scriptures. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The psalmist gets his comfort from where? From the knowledge that God's presence is with him. What's the lesson for us? Look at your valley that you're going through. Is it COVID-19 related? Is it other stuff? Whatever the valley, know this, God's love is enough to fill your valley. Not every valley that we are in, we're going to get through. See, the psalmist didn't know if he was going to get through the valley. So some of your valleys are temporary. Some of them might be permanent. But the reality is God's presence, his love is enough to fill the valley. The second lie discouragement tells us is, you are not loved. So it goes on to say, you don't matter. You're not valuable. You're insignificant. And when we have these thoughts running through our minds, well, this can be really discouraging. And as our mind goes, our life is sure to follow. If we don't know that we are loved by God, there's something within us that just dies. We need to experience and know the love of God. Now, in the midst of discouragement, we just can't tell ourselves, I am loved, I am loved. It doesn't work though. We need something a little bit more. So what can we do? Here's something very practical. Meditate upon the passion of Jesus Christ, particularly the Stations of the Cross by St. Alphonsus Liguori. We've created a beautiful meditation on our channel. I'm going to link to it, I think, right here. Meditate, use that as a prayer. And as you meditate upon the Stations of the Cross, realize that Jesus Christ did all that for you. And if you were the only person in the entire world, Christ would have still given his life for you. For the passion of Jesus proves his passionate love for you. And the last lie discouragement tells us, you are inadequate. Have you heard that one? It's a sneaky one because it tells us that we are not enough as we are. And so as a result, it gets us really busy trying to prove our worth to others and to God. And it's going to leave us discouraged because our works are never going to be good enough. In fact, that's what Scripture says. All have fallen short of the glory of God. And so what do we need to do? We need to be still. Stillness counteracts busyness. So we have to go into meditation, even stop vocal prayer, and fix your mind upon the most powerful moment where God communicates his love. That's the cross. Be quiet before the cross in your mind and realize it's in Jesus' stillness on that cross in which he communicates, you are enough. And so be with Jesus in that stillness and let him heal that wound that says you have to earn his love. My friends, if this message has blessed you, please share it with other people. If you feel that they're also going through a discouraging time, share this video on Facebook. And if you'd like to support the making of these videos, which come out every Wednesday, please consider joining us by becoming a Patreon member. I'll put a link at the end of this video. Thank you so much for watching. God bless you.